This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Dark lies are those that hurt other people. 86% claim to lie regularly to their parents. 86% in this survey said, oh yeah, I lie routinely to my parents. 75% claim they lie regularly to their friends. 73% admitted lying to their brothers and sisters. And nearly 70% admitted to regularly lying to their spouses. What does that say? That lying has become a way of life in our culture, in the United States of America. And yet, the first thing out of the box that God says I'm looking for in a man or woman is they tell the truth. I'm intrigued by what the Lord doesn't say. I'm not looking for somebody who reads the Bible or reads the scripture 24 hours a day. He doesn't say I'm looking for people who are super spiritual and super pious, who just devote themselves to privately praying. I'm looking for a guy who's honest. I'm looking for a woman who tells the truth, and that's what the Lord is looking for in your life and in my life. Rick Graham was a cab driver in San Francisco. A woman got into his cab. He took her to the place that she requested. He drove off, and he happened to turn around, and he saw a purse in the back seat. Pulled over, saw, opened it up. There was $1,800 in cash. Probably in $150 bills in a bank envelope. They just made a withdrawal from the bank. Folks, I'll be honest with you, there would be a lot of people, it has nothing to do with being a cab driver or whatever a person does, it would just be a lot of people that say, her loss is my gain. And maybe even some cab drivers in this case would have said, we'll get the purse back to her with her ID, well, at least we'll do that, we'll get her credit cards back, but the cash is mine. Rick Graham drove around the city to find this woman so he could personally hand deliver and say, ma'am, you left your purse in my cab. Can you imagine what she felt when she opened it up and everything was there? The cash, the credit cards, the ID, nothing was taken. And Rick Graham said, that's me. I'm an honest person. I'm not a deceptive person. I'm not going to steal from somebody. And just because she left it in my cab didn't mean that I was entitled to take that which did not belong to me. Does that speak to anyone today about personal honesty and in your life and in my life? When you know that the Lord says to Jeremiah, if you can find one guy that's honest, I'll forgive the city, then you know that honesty matters to the Lord. When the Lord says, if you can find one woman who seeks the truth in this city, I'll spare the city, then you know it matters to the Lord. Dr. William Backus wrote a book years ago called Untwisting Twisted Relationships. It's a book about how families get into turmoil, how marriages get into turmoil, and how you untwist twisted relationships. It's an interesting thought. He said there are three keys to untwisting twisted relationships. You may want to write these down. They all begin with the letter R. Three things that you've got to do to untwist twisted relationship. Number one, you have to reveal. You reveal what the problem is. The word require, what's required to straighten things out. And then number three, to restore twisted relationships. Let me talk about what he says. He says, first of all, you have to reveal what the root problems are. You have to get to the root of the problem and say, not what the surface problem is, but what's the root problem? Dr. Backus says, sometimes a wife will tell him, I'm angry at my husband because he makes fun of me all the time. He says that's the surface problem. What the real problem is the wife is really not sure that he loves her. Well, this is such an important illustration. We're going to play it in its entirety tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message again or any other message you'd like to hear on Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.